This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And it is I, Red Palmer. How are you? And today we have Michael Ferguson. Michael Ferguson has quite a colored past. He's been up and down and over and out, Roger Dodger. Good to have you on the show. How are you, Michael?
I am very blessed to be here.
I've only known Michael maybe 6 months, and you always have a positive outlook, and you always treat me very nice when I see you, and I appreciate that. And we're going to talk about the Lord today and how you came to have a closer walk with the Lord. Now, you come from a very affluent family. Is it Long Island, New York?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And see, you know, you've had a tough time of it. The good news is the Lord seems to bless people that start off with a struggle or have struggles. Yeah. He also says if you bear fruit, he'll prune you back that you might bear more fruit. Many of the tribulations of the just, and he says in the book of Hebrews that he corrects the son or daughter whom he loves. For if he does not correct you, ye are bastards. That's what it says in the scriptures, meaning you don't have a father. So if he says, if you have a father, me, and I love you, then I'm going to correct you. You've been through a lot.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And I heard you speak recently, and so you were very forthcoming and very honest. Now, you started off, let's talk about the story of your hand is not completely well.
Right.
Oh, both of them or one of them?
Both of them.
Okay. Something happened. Your mother, this happened a lot in our generation. Women were given maybe medicines they shouldn't have been given. Why was your mother given this medicine?
It was a medicine called thalidomide.
Thalidomide.
The medicine was given to my mother. I'll be 68 years old this year. The medicine gave it to my mother, and my mother took it for cramps and pains at times she was conceiving me.
Yeah.
She went to her doctor for the cramps and pains, and the doctor gave her this medicine to cure the cramps and pains, and it did cure them, but it had a major side effect to it. And as a direct result from that side effect, I was born with an enlarged heart.
An enlarged heart.
A heart murmur.
A heart murmur.
There was a bone taken out of my left leg, placed in my left arm, so I got use of this hand. I was born with the nubs on my fingers instead of thumbs. I stayed in Brooklyn Jewish Hospital in Brooklyn, New York for over 9 months. As a little baby at birth. Continuously having complications.
Now, you took a bone out of your leg.
Out my left leg. Yes, sir. I got
but
a scar.
What bone's left?
I don't know how they did it. I don't know. It happened when I was a baby.
Yeah. Oh, my word. You have been through it.
I stayed in Brooklyn Jewish Hospital over 9 months.
Yeah.
From birth because of complications that I kept having with my heart.
Yeah.
God has blessed me to continue to move on.
Yeah.
Forward.
Now, your family's famous, I think, in the moving business?
Yes, my family owned a very large moving company in New York, in Brooklyn. We had 9 tractors and trailers at the time and 7 straight jobs.
Wow.
On the North American van line industry. We traveled all over the United States moving people in the moving industry.
North American van lines.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's a very famous company.
Yes, sir.
So are they still in that business today?
No, my father passed away, and my mother, she sold the business to a gentleman that has another moving business in New York that they were friends. She sold the company to him and bought 154 acres in the Catskills, New York.
Really?
Upstate New York.
Up near Mike Tyson?
Oh, that's where Mike Tyson was at, in the Catskills.
Yeah, I've interviewed him.
That's exactly where Mike Tyson was at, in the Catskills.
Yeah.
We bought 154 acres, a little town called Worksboro, New York.
Uh-huh.
It's on the outskirts of Ellenville, Middletown, Monticello.
Ellenville, my brother used to live in Crumville, outside Ellenville.
Yeah, Newburgh, all that area up there.
Now, that's amazing. My mother was born in Newburgh. Mm-hmm. I'm from Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So is she still there?
No, my mother passed away in 2000.
Sorry.
She passed away in 2000.
What happened to the 114
acres? The 154 acres, my family sold it to an organization called the Moose Lodge.
Moose Lodge.
Like the Elks.
What are they going to do with that?
I don't know. They bought it, and they're still residing there.
Maybe they shoot moose.
No, it's a big resort area. It has cottages and everything on it. And
they built it since then? You mean they built
it? No, it was on it when we bought the property, when my family bought it. See, my family bought it as a resort area for the summer.
That was famous for the Jewish. They called that the Jewish Alps.
Yeah.
They would have the, you know, I sang at some of those hotels when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
Kid meaning in my 20s or whatever.
Okay.
But the Grossinger's and there's one that started with C, I forget. Yeah, that's pretty popular back then.
Right.
I guess most of those were replaced by cruise lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they fed the Jews well, they kept coming back, you know.
Yes.
Isn't it terrible that they were separated? You know, the Jews and the blacks have a lot in common, that all this prejudice... I don't get it. What's all the prejudice, you know?
I don't know. I know. The only thing I know is that I'm a God-fearing child.
Yeah.
I'm a child of the Most High.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, people are prejudiced against people. Now, you're a man of color. In case you're listening to this, you have tan skin. Jesus came from Nazareth, right? Or Nazarene. He was a Nazarene. I've been there. I've been to Israel. They have dark skin. Mm-hmm. They also said that he had nappy or very thick wool, like hair like a wool,
yeah.
Which would mean hair like, do you have that kind of hair?
I'm bald head.
You're bald. But you know what I'm talking about, like Obama would have had.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, and this is what a lot of people don't get. You know, I get these artists that are painting pictures of Jesus, and I say, it's really well done, but he's too pretty. He wasn't pretty. It said in the Bible that he was not handsome, that we should take notice of him, you know? And he was a carpenter, you know, which means that he was very muscular. I mean, this is a man's man. To be a carpenter back then, you had to lift up pieces of trees.
Right.
This wasn't like, they didn't have an electric saw back then, you know.
Right.
And think about that. A man's man.
Yes.
Imagine a man's man.
Yes.
Who would die for you on the cross. Can you imagine the courage it took? People think that he's sweet. He's got a great heart. But he was also a full man's man, a man of great courage. Can you imagine?
Most definitely.
He was like the general. You know, were you ever in the armed forces?
No, I couldn't go because of my physical condition.
Oh, that's right. They say, I didn't join either, but they say that like General Patton, he would go right to the front lines. Well, when you see your boss going to the front lines, you go, I'll go right with you, sir.
Yeah.
Just like the kings of old, the good kings would go right up to the front lines. So Jesus... He was the first one to show that he would die for as an act of love, to reveal his love. It's quite a story, you know.
Okay.
Now, okay, let's go back. So you're born as a baby with the deformities in your hands and stuff.
Right.
I bet you took a lot of mockery as a child.
Most definitely. At a young age, man, I was bullied a lot. I was bullied a whole lot. I mean, kids would want to take advantage of me as far as physically. Because my family owned businesses in New York, I would have to come to school and pay for my lunch, pay for my food in school. I would have to carry money to school to pay for my lunch. Other kids, a lot of the kids was getting free lunch. And they know that I have money, and they will want to fight me. They want to jump on me and take my lunch money, just want to pick on me and stuff at a very young age.
Kids are like that.
They were cruel, very cruel. But not only kids, though. Not only kids at all, adults also. I was called all kind of names, you know. I tried to stay away from people that want to pick on me and stuff. I tried to stay away from, like my home in New York, my family home in New York, man, I told you we owned a furniture business, a very large furniture business. And my home in Brooklyn, New York, we had a big basement, a fully furnished basement. And that was my haven. My brothers and sisters, they wouldn't play with me when their friends would come around because none of their friends would play with me. In order for my brothers and sisters to play with them, they would have to leave me alone. So I would stay in my basement a lot.
You know, it's not that you're freaky. It's just because your hands are a little off.
Right.
But kids are so like, isn't that something?
And see, I was really upset with so many different people behind the situation of my hands and stuff being the way they are, you know. But I truly know today, and I've learned a long time ago, that God don't make no junk, that there's a reason and a purpose in life for me to be here. I've been in Shriners Hospital, Children's Hospital, Hospital for Children, St. Jude's. I've been in different hospitals, and I've seen kids with hands coming out their shoulders. Mm-hmm. deformed faces, deformed bodies. I'm grateful to God that I'm like this. Because now, today, I look at it like I'm an example to show another person that whatever you're going through, somebody else has been through it or going through it also, or worse. You know, so I look at it like that, sir.
You know, you could be a motivational speaker because you're right. Somebody like me, I've got regular hands and arms as far as I know and legs, but, you know, I could be whining around. I could have a pity party. You ever have a pity party?
Yeah.
I've sent out invitations, but nobody came. My pity party. Eeyore. Remember Eeyore? Oh, well, sad day.
Yeah.
And you run into a guy. I've seen guys far worse than you, of course. But you run into a guy like you who says, look at me. And I went forward and I succeeded in life because. So I like it. Keep telling, continue to tell your stories.
I sit here right now, sir, with disabilities right now, other than my hands, you know. I was in a car accident in Montgomery, Alabama, where a young lady ran into the back of one of my cars while I was sitting at a red light. Mm. I didn't have the car 24 hours.
Oh, my.
A brand new Cadillac. A young lady hit me from behind at 65 to 70 miles an hour while I was sitting at a red light. She was texting on her cell phone. And her boyfriend was arguing.
So this happened in the past few years? It was.
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama.
When?
2000 and I think it was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, I have titanium rods and screws in my spine.
She must have broke your back.
Yeah, I have titanium rods and screws in my spine. They had to do two emergency surgeries.
Oh, my word.
I was partially paralyzed on my right side from it. I sit here right now, sir, right now in your office here with a blood clot on my left lungs right now, right next to my heart. I told you I was born with an enlarged heart and a heart murmur. You know, I sit here right now with that condition. I have so many different other illnesses that's going on with me, but I do not let, under no circumstances, let anything hinder me from continuing doing what I do. I do not stop it. I do not let it bother me to the point where I don't want to give back to anybody that might need help. Because there are people out there, and there are people that I've met that was there to help me along my walk, to help guide me where I felt so depressed and so down and didn't want to fit in, didn't want to be a part of. You know, I believe today in my heart that God has me here for a reason. And I think my reason, in my mind, I think my reason is to do what I'm doing now, to share my experience, strength, and hope, to not only help people that has disabilities or alcohol or drug problems.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Jesus, it's a beautiful day. So deep in your mercy, I could swim in your grace. Lord, the only thing I want to say is radiating.